By the way, the title of the song you're hearing by Travis Shaw is Welcome Home. Tell you what, I definitely want to encourage those of you who are really experiencing a hard time, like Danielle and her husband, former husband, Ahmad experienced, to not let the hard times separate you. Love each other so much that you don't let lack of money, hard times separate you, divide you. Make sure that you don't allow the hard times to have you thinking about committing adultery, finding some way to escape the pressure, because that will only make it worse. You start getting into adultery, it becomes much more difficult to genuinely love your partner, your spouse, and then it becomes much more difficult to remain devoted to your spouse, and then it becomes much more difficult to remain dedicated enough to stay with each other no matter how hard the financial times become. Remain faithful to each other. Remain loyal to each other. Continue to love each other. In fact, come up with ways to actually be more passionate about each other and to express your passion for each other frequently. You don't have to let the hard times drain you of all your passion. That can happen, but it doesn't have to. You can continue to love each other, get through those hard times, and hopefully things turn out for Danielle like they did. Everyone comes out that much better. The relationship is still strong, and the financial hard times over. It won't always turn out that way. The hard times won't always go away in every age in history. Every age and time, including in the future, but we can still love each other, stay together no matter what. Danielle started making those exfoliating gloves. People were saying, hey, what other beauty products can you provide? Apparently, those gloves were working. They were getting the job done. They were supposed to be improving the skin, and apparently, it was working. For people to say, hey, look, what else do you make? To continue buying the gloves and ask for other product types. Almost 2 decades later, the lady has an empire. Her business has sold millions of the gloves and expanded to a health and beauty empire that includes a range of cosmetics, treatments for cellulite, burns, excess fat, and acne. And get this, a laboratory that develops tests to detect food intolerances. All of this starting with an exfoliating glove when Danielle Hinkle said, I am tired of people exploiting me. I wouldn't be surprised if she was a hard worker on those other jobs that she had, just going by her initiative and what she has accomplished running her own businesses. I don't think it's that often that people who are lazy on other people's jobs are this productive, this innovative, this successful running their own businesses. A laboratory is part of her empire, a lab that develops tests to detect food intolerances. She's become a celebrity in Quebec after appearing in the first 5 series of In the Eye of the Dragon, which is Quebec's French language version of entrepreneurship TV show Dragon's Den. The 4 other judges were always all men, and she says she sometimes felt that they weren't always interested in her views. However, she made herself heard, and that won her a lot of female fans. I definitely encourage you to do that. Ladies, and anyone else, I've seen it on TV here in America where there can be a show that comes on daily, Monday through Friday, and at least initially, the lady was basically shut out. The men on the program wouldn't let her be heard. They'd cut her off, say, oh, no, uh-uh, no, no, no. And finally, there was a meeting of the minds, a meeting of the hearts, And that changed. But I've also seen a program where there were two women and one man on the show, and the women treated the man disrespectfully. I don't know what the deal is now. I haven't seen him on there in a while. But they were so disrespectful towards him. It's good when duty calls for making ourselves heard, and we do that. The experience made her realize how much business is a boys' club, she says, and she was the one who was kind of the black sheep, but took her rightful place. Canadian businessman Mitch Garber, who appeared with Danielle on the show, said that she's a trailblazer. He's the chief executive of casino and online gaming group Caesars Interactive Entertainment, and says that Danielle Hinkle has done as much for the advancement of women entrepreneurs as anyone in Quebec, and for that, she's credited and widely respected. Looking back on her often unconventional life so far, Danielle says it has taught her that you always have a choice. Even when things that you can't control happen, you can always choose how you react to them. And that is critical. It's not just what happens in our lives, it's also how we react to what happens in our lives. I don't know what happened with Ahmad long term, Danielle's former husband. Times got hard. He left the family. Times got hard. Danielle stayed right there. Times got really hard. Danielle continued to work. I noticed that, you know, the story was that her former husband could not find work in his field as an engineer. And I couldn't help but wonder, as I'm wondering now, if he had been able to find work in some other field, some other area that still would have paid to help keep things going. Or did he just insist on finding engineering work? He left. Don't know what happened after that. We're not told. But we do know this. Danielle continued to struggle to survive for her and her children, and eventually decided she was no longer going to be exploited and started her own business. And now she's overseeing a business empire, and she is a multi-millionaire. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we can take a lesson from Danielle Hinkle. How do we react to our tough times? How do we react when it seems like we're being exploited? When people who we count on the most run out on us? How do we respond when it seems like there's just no way we're going to make it? Even when we're feeling bad about ourselves, like Danielle did for a while, when she felt worthless, not only rejected, but worthless. We can bounce back. We can come back. 7 years, and things turned around for her. It may be longer than that for some of us, but things can still turn around. Let's commit to the turnaround. Let's dedicate ourselves to the transition. Life can be tough, but life can be good too. Let's go for the good. Go for the gold. I'll be right back with another business success story before we close out the second hour.